Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the chute, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Well, with the cotton harvest now officially over, cotton farmers and experts are waiting on recently harvested cotton to be classed. According to the latest report, about 350,000 bales of Oklahoma cotton have been classed, meaning that cotton folks still have a way to go before they can see exactly what kind of crop they produced last year. I had the opportunity to speak with Dr. Seth Bird, a cooperative extension cotton agronomist at Oklahoma State, and he said that information helps farmers see how the tactics they employed paid off.
That always helps us kind of understand, you know, maybe beyond just the yields, things that we could have happened last year, and whether it's related to variety selection or weather, maybe things that we can address going into the 2022 season. That's a big thing going on right now. Planning for the year, you know, at this time of year, we don't usually see a ton of field work going on. Hopefully, if they grow a winter cover, you know, they got that in on time. Obviously, the big news right now is the lack of moisture. You know, if they did get something planted and got it up, congrats. I know a lot of folks are struggling to get stands established with the dry weather we've had in Oklahoma, especially in the western part of the state.
Other than waiting for the cotton to be ginned, farmers are also beginning to plan for the 2022 cotton planting season.
Yeah, we've had a lot of growers talk about, you know, they might ramp up additional soil testing, which may be counterintuitive. I mean, I think the thought is, you know, with prices the way they are, maybe I need to be a little more thorough in getting my soil tests done and how I'm testing so that I can be sure I'm efficient with what I'm applying. So, you know, if you didn't pull a fall soil test, a lot of folks are doing those now, making plans for fertilizer. Obviously, you know, we've talked before about the crop protection side of things with both the prices and supply of products.
Depending on the system a grower's in, Bird said he often sees the herbicide applications start in March.
We often will see, and it depends on the system that the grower's in, but we'll often see the start of applications of herbicides, residual herbicides in March. That's something that is going to be need to be planned for in advance. Typically, unless they're putting them out with pivot, a lot of those yellows, those herbicides will go out with tillage. So they need to be incorporated in. So there's some thought and some planning needs to go on there. Not only are we going to still do that this year, but how are we going to do it? How are we going to apply them? And if we don't, and it's something that we normally do, do we need to adjust and put something in place later down the road to account for the taking that tool away from us this year? So that's the big thing. I think, you know, getting fertility plans in place and getting that early season herbicide, if you're going to make it, that application sort of planned out.
Once again, that's OSU's cotton specialist, Seth Bird. You've got farm news on Ron.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.